East End Baptist Church family and all those who are out there in Facebook land. Welcome today to Bible Sunshine. We want to have a few minutes together in the Word of God and prayer. Here in New York today, it is cloudy, rainy, and cold. But wherever you are, we can turn to the Word of God for sunshine in our souls. So let's pray together. Father, thank you for your Word. We thank you that you have blessed us with so many blessings. We thank you that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. We pray you'll bless our moments in the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm glad you've joined us today or whenever you're able to see this. And I'd like to give a challenge right away. And it's this. See if you can read the book of Philippians. Maybe every day or a chapter a day at least. Go to the book of Philippians and read this wonderful epistle. And it helps put everything in perspective. It is an epistle of joy, a letter of joy. Now, this may help you and help me to understand the need to rejoice in the Lord no matter what the circumstances are. When we understand that about 1,960 years ago, the Apostle Paul was under house arrest in Rome. He was there persecuted for his faith in Jesus Christ. And yet he had great freedom there. God was using, even in his bondage, he was using the Word of God to go freely out and people were being saved. And from that environment of being under house arrest, chained, he was able to write this letter back to a wonderful church, the church in Philippi. And he writes this letter and tells them over and over to rejoice. So if you're having a rough day, a cloudy day, a cold day, I want you to think about biblical sunshine from the book of Philippians. And just ask yourself, well, are my circumstances the same as the Apostle Paul's? Are they as rough as he had it? Have I been persecuted, chained for believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior? And I think all of us will have to determine, well, no, I really haven't suffered like he has suffered. Now, some brothers and sisters around the world are suffering. And that's one of the things I want to do during Bible Sunshine as well when we pray. I want to lift up prayer for the persecuted church. But let's look at the text of Scripture. I hope you have your Bibles open before you, or I hope you have your phone ready with your Bible app there. And I want us to notice a few things. And Lord willing, we're just going to work our way through verse by verse in the days ahead, depending on how many Bible Sunshine sessions we have. But I want to give a little overview today. But let's start with the first couple of verses here. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So there is the salutation of this wonderful letter, this epistle. You know, you can tell a lot about a letter, about the author or maybe the recipient by the salutation. For example, if there's a love letter that starts out, "Oh, my dearest," that sort of sets a particular tone. If you get a letter and it says, "Sir," and then goes on to tell you of some bill you have, that salutation also sets a tone. Well, here, this salutation of this letter sets a wonderful tone. And Paul and Timothy here identify themselves as douloi, servants, bond slaves of Jesus Christ. They identify themselves as ones whose will has been lost in the will of the Master. What a high compliment for anyone to be able to say, I'm a doulos of Jesus Christ. I'm a bondslave of the Lord Jesus. And isn't it interesting here that while Paul was under the authority of the Romans and he had been persecuted by people from Israel, the Jewish people, he really sees that he is in bondage, service to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. So he closely identifies with Jesus. He says, I'm his slave. Jesus, my Savior, and Christ, my Messiah. What a wonderful truth to know Jesus as personal Savior and to be his servant. Maybe that you're hearing this somewhere or seeing this, and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. We invite you to do what Paul said when he was imprisoned in Philippi before he wrote this letter, and he said to the jailer who asked, what must I do to be saved? Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So if you haven't trusted Christ to save you, today call on the name of the Lord and be saved. I like to put it in A, B, C. I need to A, admit that I'm a sinner. I need to say what God says about my sin, that I have fallen short of God's glory. B, I need to believe that Jesus died on the cross, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. And C, I need to call on the Lord in faith. I need to believe in my heart and call out to him, Lord, save me. I turn from my sin. I turn to Christ. And the Bible says, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. What a wonderful salutation here. Paul says that he's a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he writes to the saints, the holy ones that are in Christ Jesus, the saints who are positioned in Christ. Now here's a little assignment for you, in addition to the one you already had, of reading the book of Philippians through this week, every day, or at least a chapter a day. As you read through the book, get a highlighter or a red pen and circle or highlight every time you see in Christ, I-N Christ, or in Him, or in whom. And notice all the times that you see Paul refer to his position or our position in Christ. A blessed truth of Scripture is that we have been united to the Lord Jesus Christ when we're saved, when we trusted Jesus as our Savior. We're in Him. We belong to Him. We are united to Him. It is a wonderful and blessed truth, and it can help us overcome many difficulties and challenges. Well, he says he's writing to the saints, the holy ones, those who've trusted in Christ as Savior, the ones who are indeed in Philippi. But notice this, they're in Christ. Their spiritual position in the heavenly places is that they are in Christ. But they're here on this earth in a localized place, a city. And that's what God has in mind for his children. That we're in Christ, that we know our position in Him, but we make a difference right here on this earth in the cities where we are. So whether you're in Brooklyn, whether you're in New York City, whether you're in some other city around the country, if you know Jesus, you're in two places at once. You're in Christ, in the heavenly places, and you're in that city. And God has us here to be salt and light, to make a difference for Him. We'll come back to the spiritual leadership that was in the church there, the bishops and deacons. But let me go quickly to verse 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul writes, gives his salutation. He says, grace to you. I'm commending to you the grace of God. Grace is God's unmerited favor, but it's also God's empowerment in the Christian life to do the will of God, even in hard times, even in suffering. Paul said that he asked the Lord three times to remove from him this horrible thorn in the flesh that he had. And what was God's answer? Said, no, but my grace is sufficient for you. I'm going to give you power and strength and enablement to go through this hard time no matter what. My grace is sufficient. So we are saved by grace through faith, apart from works, and we live the Christian life by grace. God's enabling power and strength, even in the hardest of times. And then he says, peace. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We hear all these things going on in our world today with the coronavirus and all kinds of situations. And what do people need? Peace. Where can you find peace? If you go to the store, if you go to the toy store, can you buy peace? If you go to the grocery, can you find a big container of peace? No, you cannot. You can only find peace in God the Father and in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are saved, we have peace with God. When we are saved, we have peace in our hearts with God. And because of that, we can be at peace with others when others are filled with turmoil. So, grace to you and peace, he says, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus. Now, just quickly, before we end our 15-minute session here, I want to highlight a few of the rejoice themes in Philippians. Now, here is another assignment, and you are welcome to text this to me or email it to me. You're welcome to email at PastorWoodyProphet@gmail.com. If you can find all the places where rejoice is given in the book of Philippians. And along with that is another assignment, but I'm going to save that for later. Just the verb, rejoice. How many times does that occur in this book? Look for that as you read through, and then also highlight in Christ as you read through the book of Philippians. But look at the first one. Philippians chapter 1, verse 18, Paul says, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice. Yes, and will rejoice. Two times, there we have, in one verse, two times we have rejoice. He said, I'm going to rejoice because the gospel is preached even through my very difficult circumstances. I rejoice today that probably there are more sermons on the internet and more videos than ever before because of the church being quarantined to homes. And so pastors are reaching out to connect to their flocks through the internet and other means. Praise the Lord. Praise God that Jesus is being preached even in these difficult times. Now there's one more that I'll go to today, and that's in chapter 4. And you probably know this. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. And can I say reverently, God does not stutter? Rejoice, he says. I'm going to say it again. Rejoice. Let's bow our heads in prayer for this conclusion of Bible Sunshine at noon. Father, thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the Scriptures. We thank you that in Christ we can overcome challenges and difficult circumstances. We thank you, Lord, that you have told us to rejoice, and we rejoice in you today. We set our hearts, our wills on you. We thank you that you are good. We thank you that you are holy. We thank you that you are in control, and we praise you today. We ask, Lord, for special grace and peace for all of your people around the world who name the name of Christ. Lord, some that may be inflicted with this virus, we pray, Lord, that you would bring healing to them, but give grace and peace to their hearts. And Lord, we pray for the persecuted church, brothers and sisters in other lands that are confined because of their faith, that are beaten or persecuted because of their faith. We pray, Lord, for your grace, your help to them. And Lord, even in those most difficult circumstances, I pray that they will look to you and set their wills on you and say, Lord, I love you. I rejoice in you. Bless our hearts today. Give us your strength and comfort. In Jesus' wonderful and powerful name we pray. Amen. God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining us today for Bible Sunshine. Let's do this again tomorrow at noon. God bless you.